Shumas, Paragyud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ukte se'enim grogros. The stems of figs and grogros are dried figs. Va'klisim. Klisim, the Rambam says, also types of figs, a different species of a fig. Ve'charuven shel truma, and the carobs, the buxer of truma, asurim lazarim. So even the stems, and the Mishnah Mishan explains that even though the stems are not fit for eating, he says that there's a gzera that people would take the stem off, and on the stem there would always be a remnant of the fruit itself would come onto the stem, and they were afraid that if we allowed the zarim, the non-kohanim, to eat the stem, I don't know why they would do that, but they would keep it around to eat it. So the stem was dafka usser on these fruits. Now, why dafka these fruits? We could have said olives and grapes as well. Why did we specify, why did the Mishnah specify these fruits? The Mishnah Mishan explains that these fruits was more common that one would actually eat the fruit. An olive and a grape, most of them are used for oil and wine. Therefore, people wouldn't eat the grapes and eat the olives. So it wasn't such a common thing. Masha enkin, other fruits, specifically figs and things like that, where it was very common to eat them, there they made a gzera that one can't even eat the stem because of a chashash that there may be actual pieces of the fruit on the stem itself. So therefore it was usur to non-kohanim.